Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie High. My guest this week is Dana Holloman. Dana Holloman is an amazing woman of God and a mother, and she is in ministry. And this week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Dana Holloman, thank you for joining us on Woman to Woman today. Dana, it's just so good to have you here and to be able to talk about something that is so relevant and so just common. You know, everybody's at the moment talking about how single parents manage in life and what being single is all about. And you've set up single-handed. This is really something that people want to hear about, single-handed. Tell me about it. What inspired you to do this?
Well, thanks for having me on today. Single Handed is a movement that is to inspire, empower, and encourage single parents. I was inspired to start this years ago, but it took a little bit of, it took some time because I really had to work up the nerve because it's a vulnerable situation and vulnerable story. And once you put your vulnerability out there, the world hears it and knows it. So it took some time for me to really kind of work up the guts to launch it. I'm excited about it though, because I think when I look at statistics in Ireland, 1 in 4 families are single parents.
Is that right?
Right. And I just kind of, I felt it's time to launch it, you know, through everybody has a story. Everybody has a reason. It may be, you know, divorce or maybe they didn't get married. Maybe, you know,
death.
Sickness, you know, some people, ladies nowadays, I've heard so many stories, 30s, 40s, they still haven't gotten married, but they want a child so bad. So they get IVF treatment. And so they're a single mom, you know. And so no matter what the story is, there are so many out there. 1 in 4. That was pretty astonishing to me.
That's shocking.
For here in Ireland, 1 in 4 families.
What is it in other countries?
In America, it's 1 in 3.
Wow.
So 24 million families are single parents.
Wow.
Yeah. I find that astonishing.
And a lot of times that's not choice.
No, a lot. Sometimes it's not choice. And sometimes it's, you know, you never want to say it's because I made a mistake. But sometimes you know, the child is not the mistake, but sometimes we make mistakes, you know, and sometimes substance abuse is the case. Yeah. Sometimes death is the case, you know, like we said earlier. And yeah, everybody has a story. And I just felt that I wanted to, in my experience, be able to bring tips or advice or my own experiences together and be able to say, who can I help? Because I now have an 18-year-old and she's in uni and doing well, but it wasn't always easy.
Yes.
And I remember some of the hard times, especially when she was young. She was 4 when we moved to Ireland. And so I remember coming here, being all alone, knowing, you know, I didn't know anyone. And
Did you come here?
I came because I wanted to work with the youth of Ireland. It goes back a little further. My testimony, my story, would say that I was a drug addict and I was an alcoholic. And I was 26 and I found God. I gave my life to God. And so everything changed and I broke those addictions. And 3 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And her father and I decided not to be together. He didn't want anything to do with God. He didn't want this lifestyle that I wanted. I wanted to clean up my act. And at that time, he was not in a position to do so. So we went our different ways. And so that's how I became a single parent. And it was upsetting then, but I was happy with the decision that I made. I knew it was good, especially when I cleaned myself up and the way that God began to use me. Mm-hmm. And I knew then I was called to work with young people because I wanted to see how many young people I could help not make the same mistakes I made. I started drinking when I was 13, doing drugs by the time I was 15, 16. And
you grew up in a very stable family.
I did. My parents have been married this year, 49 years. They're pastors, you know, they're a good Christian home. They were loving, caring, you know. And
so what made you rebel? Or was it rebellion?
Oh, yes, it was very much so rebellion. In America, a lot of times, oftentimes, pastors' homes, they move a lot. Kind of like the military, you know, you go to different churches. Plus the expectations of being in a pastor's home. And I heard a lot, well, you're the pastor's daughter, you should know. And so I started to try and prove to everyone that I wasn't the pastor. But on top of proving to everyone that I wasn't the pastor, I also was growing very angry. I hated all of the expectations that Christians were putting on our family and on me. I hated God for moving us everywhere, you know, because it was just kind of, you know, being pastors and moving to different houses, different churches. I hated every bit of it. And I didn't want anything to do with
it. That must have been really difficult for your parents at the time too, being pastors and thinking, what has gone wrong with her?
It was very hard on them. And, I put a lot of gray hairs on their head, but they're glad to see where I'm at today. And they're very proud of what I've become. Mm-hmm. As parents, you say, you know, I didn't know then, but if I knew what I knew now, what I knew then, you know the saying.
Yes.
If I knew than now. What I know now.
Yes.
But you can't go back and change it. You know, it just is what it is. And we have to learn to do, you know, differently and to do better. And some of those experiences I took and I said, I will never do this with my daughter. I will never move around. I will never, you know, and she did. She started school here and up until she got her offer for ballet, I kept her with the same friends, you know. And
she's been professionally trained in university for ballet, and
she
she's
is
an incredible dancer. Well done. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You've done a good job.
Oh, thanks. But it was only by the grace of God that I could have done it. And
do you feel you've been single-handed the whole time doing this?
Yes and no. Single-handed as far as me making all of the major decisions. But I'm one of great faith. So I always took it to God. God direct me in which way I should go, you know, with a decision that I had to make. But I was very, very fortunate to have a very strong support system. So for me to move to Ireland, you know, when I felt God calling me to Ireland, I was like, God, if I move here, you have to put people, you know, around me. I'm not leaving my family. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom had taken off work for 2 years to mind Kayla, so I didn't have to put her in a daycare or anything like that. So I was very fortunate both in America and here in Ireland. And when I got here, the people that came in my life and the examples, Kayla had men in her life that were great examples. You know, I have some really great friends that really took on responsibility that they didn't have to. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember one of my couple friends, and when they would take their daughters out, they would always include Kayla so that she knew what a dad was supposed to be like. Mm-hmm. When I was, you know, back in America, my dad was always taking her out on dates. I got to take her out on our date, you know, to show her how a man should treat a woman and, you know, teaching her what a dad was all about. And so I had some really, really great support systems. But not everybody's blessed with that. Not everybody's blessed with that strong support. And a lot of people, they don't have the faith and they don't have the support. And that's why I wanted to start single-handed, because they don't have that. And if I can help them, and if I can be if they can reach out to me, if I can, you know, be of some kind of assistance and just to lighten the burden a bit. Yeah. I've been there and done that.
And you've learned a lot of skills and skill sets, and you've got a lot of tools along the way being a single parent. I don't know what that's like, because I've been married like nearly 30 years, and my parents were married until they passed away. And So I don't know what it's like, but I've watched friends single.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of my friend group now are single parents. And even if they're with somebody else, there's more kids come into the mix and it's blended families. And that can be so difficult.
Oh, it gets very complicated, very tricky, because even if you're cohabitating, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're co-parenting. It could be that you have two separate households in the one. And so your child is saying, well, why does, you know, Sally and Johnny get to do that? And you're thinking, well, I'm not their parent.
Mm.
And that gets very complicated, especially when you look at younger kids that are just learning and they don't quite understand. We all live under the same roof, but we're under different roles. That doesn't mean every household is like that. But that's very common. You know, or dad lives across the town. They make the, you know, he makes the decisions for that child. And so it just gets very, very complicated at times.
But it's the world we live in. Yeah.
It is. It is. And that's why I felt it so imperative to start the single-handed movement, because I just really wanted to get it out there, get information out there, get some tips, some advice, or even be able to share, hey, I've been there and done that. Or even, you know, I'll have we have social media at single-handed movement on both Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We're getting the website up and running, singlehandedmovement.com. And so through that, be able to do some interviews of other single parents as well, so people can hear other stories and be able to relate and say, hey, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
Because you're not alone. You know,
is that the biggest fear that single parents feel, especially women, I would say, single moms, that they're alone?
I hear it all the time. I can't do that because it's just me and my two kids, or me and my child.
They're vulnerable.
They're very vulnerable. And unfortunately, there are some people that take advantage of that. And they get even more broken than what they are before it gets started. And I just want to do what I can to help and to be there and to put it out there.
So single-handed, they can find you on Facebook and Instagram. And what are the social media platforms?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and we'll be getting the website.
And they can contact you, Dana Holloman. Yeah. And you have an email address.
Or you can do it at singlehandedmovement@gmail.com.
Dana Holloman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programs. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.